2 days ago, U.S. President Donald Trump announced the implementation of a 25% tariff on imports from Canada, and 10% on Canadian energy. Sunday, when research company asked Canadians for their early impressions, a whopping 87% told us they have followed news related to this topic in the past 7 days. For comparison purposes, significantly fewer Canadians were paying attention to artificial intelligence in September 2023, 60%, the Foreign Interference Commission in September 2024, 45%, or the Online News Act in July 2023, 41%. In the early stages of the trade dispute, heads of government appear to be connecting well with Canadians. More than half, 54%, approve of the performance of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to deal with the tariffs implemented by the United States. Just over 3 in 5, 61%, feel the same way about their provincial premier, with British Columbia leading the pack, 67%, followed by Ontario, 64%, Quebec, 58%, and Alberta, 54%. Across the country, the approval rating on tariffs is lower for official opposition leader Pierre Poilievre, 47%. His provincial counterparts are ranked lower, 43%, with a better showing in Ontario, 47%, than in Alberta and Quebec, 44% each, and British Columbia, 37%. While the early read would suggest Poilievre has whiffed at bat, Canadians are not convinced that the incumbent federal party will be the best at managing Trump. Almost half of Canadians, 49%, think a conservative federal government would be better positioned at this point to deal with the tariffs. This represents a 3-point increase for Poilievre since a similar question we asked in early January. Still, the generational differences are eye-catching. Belief that this file would be better administered if Poilievre were already in power is highest with Canadians aged 18 to 34, 61%, but drops among those aged 35 to 54, 51%, and those aged 55 and over, 37%. Canadians are split when asked to look 6 months down the road. While 41% expect the recently implemented tariffs on Canadian products to be rescinded by the Americans, 34% foresee the tariffs being expanded. British Columbians are particularly pessimistic, with 44% foreseeing the worst. Fewer residents of Quebec, 32%, Ontario, 30%, and Alberta, 28%, concur. The brutal nature of Trump's announcement also allows for an early review of options and actions. Almost two-thirds of Canadians, 64%, believe it is time to request an independent dispute settlement panel under the terms of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Support is higher for enhancing trade with Mexico, 75%, Japan, also 75%, the European Union, 77%, and Australia and New Zealand, 78%. For years, we have asked Canadians if their province would be better off joining the United States. In December 2024, just over 1 in 4, 26%, agreed with the statement, with the numbers trending higher in Alberta, 30%. This time around, we asked about initiating a formal process for Canada to become an American state. More than 7 in 10 Canadians, 71%, disagree with this idea, but more than 1 in 5, 22%, think it is something that should be considered. As was the case in December, Canadians aged 18 to 34 are more likely to ponder a future as American citizens, 35%. The proportions are higher in Ontario and Quebec, 27% and 25%, respectively, than in Alberta and British Columbia, 19% and 18%, respectively. Those who claim on social media that nobody wants to join the United States are as misguided as the ones who believe everybody does. Last month, few Canadians were willing to vote with their wallet out of spite for what Trump represented. Now that the American president can be judged by his recent actions towards Canada, our collective attitudes have shifted. More than 1 in 4, 26%, would cancel a planned trip to the United States, 31% would avoid American entertainment options, 41% would avoid American restaurant franchises in Canada and 63% would avoid purchasing goods originating from the United States, if a non-American alternative was available. It is important to note that 24% of Canadians would not partake in any of the four actions tested, whether they entail groceries or travel. While only 14% of Liberal Party voters and 15% of New Democratic Party, NDP, voters in 2021 are not planning to change their behavior due to the tariffs, the proportion rises to 26% among those who cast a ballot for Conservative candidates in 2021. The carbon tax election that Poilievre was so eager to call to punish the Trudeau government is long gone. The opposition leader faces a new challenge: how to address the virulently pro-American elements of his party's base without alienating centrist voters who may perceive his overtures as detrimental to a Team Canada approach. Those who looked at the United States with erroneous aspirations of libertarianism may already be regretting their purchase of a red Make America Great Again hat. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online survey conducted on February 2, 2025, among 1,002 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20, in each country.